Well, these two sides have played a trio. It's time to make it a quartet here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers, single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, play host to the Columbia Fireflies, single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody on the call for you today on Bally Sports Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB's official app. Kannapolis and Columbia squaring off for a fourth time this week. Columbia has taken the first two games of this series, and Kannapolis with the one win on Tuesday, but Columbia certainly the hotter team at the moment. First pitch delivered right at 7 o'clock. We're right on time, and we are underway tonight in Kannapolis. Ball one outside on Asbel Gonzalez. Gabriel Rodriguez on the bump. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch also a ball. And the count is two balls and no strikes on Asbel Gonzalez. Jorge Hernandez, Ramon Ramirez, the 3-2 up for Columbia in the top half of the first. Rodriguez winds and fires on the 2-0. It's lined into right center. That falls behind Mogollon in front of Montgomery. Leadoff single for Columbia. And it's Jorge Hernandez now due up with one on and nobody out. Columbia entering today, batting 267 as a team, second in the Carolina League, one of the more dominant teams at the dish. They've certainly turned it up another notch here this week at Atrium Health Ballpark, as they have scored a grand total here of 21 runs over the last three games. First pitch to Jorge Hernandez in there for a strike. The count is nothing and one. Asbel Gonzalez at first leads the Carolina League in stolen bases. He will take off just about any chance he can get. A snap throw to first, and Gabriel Rodriguez isn't able to nab him in time. 0-1 your count on Hernandez. As Gabriel Rodriguez on the bump, 5'11", 175-pound righty from Venezuela offers this one. It's low in the dirt, but swing and a miss. Throw to second. Asbel Gonzalez takes off on a stolen base. It's a swing and a miss at the dish from Jorge Hernandez, and that makes it nothing and two. Here with nobody out, a runner on second. Asbel Gonzalez with another stolen base. Here in this top half of the first, Gonzalez 18th stolen base of the season. Hernandez swings at the low two in the dirt for a strike three. Snap throw to first to confirm the strikeout. Gonzalez is still at second base. A K2-3 makes it one out in this top half of the first. And Ramon Ramirez is the catcher, two up. Ramirez, the catcher, batting third in the order for Columbia. Derlin Figueroa, first baseman, bats cleanup. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Stone Russell. Brennan McNair, the DH, bats sixth. Colton Becker at short, bats seventh. Ronnie Cabrera, right fielder, eighth. And then it's Giuliano Allende, batting ninth for Columbia. Giuliano Allende as the first pitch up and into Ramon Ramirez for ball one. On the Fireflies backstop today, Ramon Ramirez, number 10 overall prospect in the organization for the Kansas City Royals, who as a team have one of a couple of different farm systems. This snap throw gets loose into center, and up to third goes Asbel Gonzalez on what is an E1 on the throw from Gabriel Rodriguez. So an E1 moves the runner up now, and the Fireflies have a runner 90 feet away. Top one, one out. As a team, the Kansas City Royals, the number 23 overall farm system, is ranked by MLB Pipeline. Annapolis, the parent club is the Chicago White Sox. They're ranked number 6 as a farm system. Rodriguez winds and fires 1-0, and Ramirez lifts this one high and foul. Count even at a ball and a strike. Defensively tonight for Kannapolis, George Wolfko makes his second start of the season, second start of his career in left field. In center is Braden Montgomery. Nick McLean is in right. 1-1. And a foul tip off the bat of Ramon Ramirez. It's 1-2. Third baseman for Kannapolis tonight is Jordan Sprinkle. Ryan Burrows is at short. Javier Mogollon at first. Mikey Cain at first. Javier Mogollon is at second, I should say. And then behind the dish is Calvin Harris. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Burrows will eat it. Throw home. Tag applied. He's safe. Asbel Gonzalez beats out the nice throw from Ryan Burrows. Calvin Harris unable to get the tag in time. It'll be a fielder's choice that puts Ramirez at first. And the Fireflies strike first in this top half of inning number one. A fielder's choice. Burrows with a clean play. But no luck as Harris can't get the tag down. One out, a runner on first for Derlin Figueroa. Gabriel Rodriguez with one out, a long look at first. First pitch to Figueroa, swing and a miss for strike one. Rodriguez 0-0 with a 4.50 ERA. Second appearance of the season for the righty from Santa Teresa del Tuy, Venezuela. 0-1, this one on the outside corner. Count is nothing and two. Rodriguez, four innings, two runs on three hits with a walk and a strikeout. Last time out for G-Rod. Making his second appearance of the season. He missed all of last year with Tommy John. As Figueroa, 0-2 pop up. At short, Burrows will backtrack into the grass and make the catch for the out. It's a P6 for the second out of the inning. One on on first base and two outs. Stone Russell, second baseman, due up. Ballers tonight, white tops and Reed Cannon ballers across the front in white. White pants, red piping, red socks, all red caps with the Kannapolis K on the front of the cap. It's the K-Town Classic uniform for the ballers this evening. First pitch to Russell, up and in. Warm ball one. 1-0 count on Stone Russell, second baseman. As Kannapolis already behind here, 1-0 to Columbia. Pitch on the way, fastball is upstairs, and the count is 2-0. Two balls and no strikes here on Stone Russell. Just a smidge outside. Just missed. count is 3 balls and no strikes. Three-oh pitch, and Russell can't make contact. It's ball four. So that'll be a free pass, and that'll move the runner at first, and Ramirez up to second. So a free pass from Gabriel Rodriguez. Two on, two out for Brennan McNair. Brennan McNair digging in, DHing tonight for the Columbia Fireflies. This is outside for ball one. Does Gabriel Rodriguez. Pitch on the way. This one swung on, lifted high and foul. And the count makes it now 1-1. Pitch on the way. Rodriguez gets a swing and a miss from McNair. 1-2 on Brennan McNair. 2021 11th rounder out of Flowood, Mississippi. Pitch on the way. The 1-2 runner breaking for third. Ramirez will get in there safely on what is a stolen base. Ball was in the dirt. And Ramirez did take off. So 2-2 count, runners on the corners. 2-2, two outs. Gabriel Rodriguez, a long look in with a runner at first. It's Stone Russell. 2-2 on the way. Runner fakes going outside. Cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out was just a couple of batters ago of Jorge Hernandez. So that's his second strikeout of the night. Hernandez and McNair go down. And Columbia gets one run in that top of the first. So they strike first in this game. And the Fireflies will take the field. Ballers to bat. Mogollon, Sprinkle, and Montgomery on the Ballers Baseball Network at Valley Sports Live. Javier Mogollon leads things off. First pitch, swing and a miss. And he did get a piece of it on the swing, so a foul tip. Nothing and one on Mogollon. Mogollon, Sprinkle, and Braden Montgomery, the 3 due up for Kannapolis here, bottom first. Pitch is low from the righty Tanner Jones, and the count is 1-1. Tanner Jones, 6'2", 195-pound righty, sixth rounder out of Texas A&M. For the Columbia Fireflies tonight, the starter, 1-1, is on the outside corner. The count is 1-2. So ball and two strikes on Mogollon. 1-2, Jones will line and fire. Fastball outside corner. Him up, got him looking, called strike three. Mogollon down on strikes. First punch out of the night for Tanner Jones. One out, nobody on for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle digs in, night off yesterday for the Rainmaker. Fourth rounder in 2022 out of UC Santa Barbara. Shows bunt, gets it down, it lands foul. And the count is 0-1 on Sprinkle. 1-for-3 in the game on Tuesday, with two walks and a stolen base for Jordan Sprinkle. And a fourth rounder currently on an 8-game on-base streak. Trying to preserve it tonight here in Kannapolis. He had a 3-stolen base game a couple of nights ago in Lynchburg. He fouls this one off, 0-2. Count on Sprinkle with one out. Creighton Montgomery, the batter on deck for Kannapolis. George Wolko is in the hole, batting cleanup for Kannapolis. 0-2, fastball inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Two strikeouts now for Tanner Jones. Two down and nobody on base for Creighton Montgomery. Creighton Montgomery, number 51 overall prospect in baseball. Number 5 in the White Sox org, digs in. Back-to-back punch-outs for Tanner Jones here to start the game. First pitch inside corner. It is nothing and one. Wolko on deck. He bats cleanup in left field. Nick McLean batting fifth is in right. Ryan Burrows at short bats sixth. Seventh is Calvin Harris, the catcher, as Montgomery will tap this one just foul. It's nothing and two. Mikey Kane, first baseman, bats eighth, and batting ninth is Nathan Archer, DHing for the Ballers tonight. Notably, Caleb Bonomer, one of the hotter bats in the Carolina League, getting the night off for the Ballers tonight. Oh, too low and inside for ball one. Here to Braden Montgomery. Battle of former college teammates. These two played together at Texas A&M last year. 1-2 on the way. Fastball up and away for ball two. Jones last time out on the 11th, exactly a week ago. Four innings, three runs on six hits. One walk, three punch-outs for the righty from Birmingham, Alabama. 2-2. This one grounded up the middle. That'll get through in a greener pasture. Base hit with two outs for Braden Montgomery. Kannapolis has their first base runner of the night. One on and two outs for George Wolko. George Wolko digging back in after a day off yesterday. 1-for-9 on the series, batting just a .132 entering tonight. Five hits, a double, still looking for his first homer of the season. Hit one about 460 feet back on the Future Sox Showdown. He lifts this one foul for the first strike, and the count nothing and one. Heavy backspin on the little shy pop-up down the third base line. Not able to be reached by Hernandez. Left to right in the outfield for the Columbia Fireflies. Allende is in left. Gonzalez in center. Cabrera's in right. Left to right in the infield. Hernandez, Becker, Russell, and Figueroa behind the dish is Ramon Ramirez. A snap throw to first. Montgomery back in safely. One pitch, Wolko swings and taps it foul. The count nothing and two. And the count is nothing and two on George Wolko. Montgomery is at first. Two outs. Oh, to a snap throw on. It's not in time. Nick McLean is awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. Wolko standing in. Two outs. Tanner Jones on the bump. 0-2 pinch. Runner goes. Wolko swings and pops it over my head. Count stays where it is at nothing and two. Two outs. 0-2 count on Wolko. Nick McLean awaiting on deck. Wolko with an opportunity to keep the inning going. Tanner Jones's pitch. Wolko swings, a little chopped ground ball to first. Stepped on at first by Figueroa, and that'll end the inning. A 3-U put out of Wolko for the third out. That'll strand one runner, one hit, no runs, and no errors for Columbia. Through one, Columbia up 1-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Colton Becker leads things off. It's the top half of the second. Fireflies up 1-0. This one is low and outside for ball one. Here on Colton Becker, Ronnie Cabrera and Juliano Allende to bat here for Columbia. In this top half of the second, 1-0 is in there for a called strike to Colton Becker. And the count is 1-1. Both sides with a hit here in this ball game this Friday evening in Kannapolis. This one just a smidge outside for ball two on Colton Becker. Becker from Morehead State, undrafted free agent signee in 2024. By the Columbia Fireflies parent club, the Kansas City Royals. 2-1 is outside for ball three. Becker, Cabrera, and Allende. Two up for Columbia in the gray tops tonight. With the blue sleeves, blue caps, gray brim. It's the traditional road look for Columbia. 3-1 outside for ball four. Second walk of the night for Colton Becker. So one on for the Fireflies with nobody out. It's Ronnie Cabrera. Cabrera had the big hit last night. Drove in a pair of runs in that top of the 10th inning. Providing a little sustenance for the Columbia Fireflies, who picked up the 7-5 victory last night. Snap throw over to first. It's not in time. Diving back in safely is Becker. Becker, 7 stolen bases. He's been caught once as this fastball runs up and hits Cabrera in the head. And that takes the batting helmet completely off him. That'll be an HBP, and that'll put Cabrera on at first base. Immediately, everyone keeping close attention. Looks like he's okay. Juliano Allende now dig in for Colombia. Allende getting his first start of the series. 6 foot, 165-pound lefty bat, 21 years of age, born September 4th in San Juan, Puerto Rico. International free agent signing in 2022. First pitch, Allende shows bunt, pulls it back as it's inside for ball one. Allende entered last night as a pinch runner. So not his first appearance of this series. First start, a snap to a second. Runner took off for third. Safe at third, though, as Sprinkle couldn't get the tag in time. And Becker is in there safely at third on what is a stolen base. So a back throw to second. Becker took off for third. The throw from G-Rod just didn't get there in time. So now Colombia with runners on the corners. A 1-0 count with nobody out. And Allende digging in. A lot of speed, but just 182 on the season. Two hits in five games. Three walks. He struck out six times. 1-0 from Rodriguez. Outside corner for a strike. And the count is a ball and a strike. So 1-1 your count on Allende. Top of the order, Asbel Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Gonzalez in the last 24 hours has five hits. 1-1 swing and a miss. Allende behind. It's a ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. Infield has to play in to protect home. Snapped on a first. And it's not in time as Kane couldn't hit the tag down quite in time. Gabriel Rodriguez looking in for the signs. A ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside corner. No snap to a second. And safe at second is Cabrera. He'll break and steal. And Canapolis doesn't mind giving up that bag so as to protect the plate at home. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Rodriguez winds and fires. Fastball upstairs, and the count is now full at 3-2. Rodriguez already sitting at about 35 pitches or so, maybe a little more, at 33 so far in this frame. Allende, the ninth batter of the inning. So not too bad, averaging about 4 to 5 pitches a batter. Making quick work this lineup is Rodriguez. Is inside and low for ball four. That'll draw the free pass. And now with nobody out, bases are loaded. And top of the order, it'll be Asbel Gonzalez. Time called, and Jacob Doris will go out to chat with Gabriel Rodriguez. Top second, Fireflies up 1-0 in this Friday evening contest. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and an in ball four, and that'll load the bases once again, but also a walk drives the run in. So Becker scores. Cabrera to third, Allende to second base. And at first goes Asbel Gonzalez. Bases loaded. And still nobody out for Jorge Hernandez. If you're Canapolis, this is worst case scenario. You kind of needed a couple innings tonight from Gabriel Rodriguez, considering you really only have a couple of arms available to you. This one on the inside corner for a called strike. Nothing and one on Jorge Hernandez. Annapolis in a little trouble here In this top of the second, two runs have scored for Columbia this game. Pitch on the way on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and two. O-2 count, nobody out, base is juiced. Top of the second, Columbia up 2-0 on the Cannonballers. Wind blowing out to left field today, 0-2, fastball up and away. And the count is 1-2, 90 miles an hour from Gabriel Rodriguez. Runner at third is Ronnie Cabrera. Juliano Allende is at second. At first is Asbel Gonzalez. Infield plays in. The 1-2 pitch. Hernandez skies this one into center. Drifting back is the center fielder Montgomery. Makes the catch. He'll have to throw it back in, but that'll allow another run to score. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Jorge Hernandez, and F8 is the first out of the frame. Scoring is Cabrera. Allende to third, and Asbel Gonzalez stays put at first base. So mark the tally now at 3-0 Columbia with one out. Runners on the corners, Ramon Ramirez, the batter due up. Rodriguez from the stretch, first pitch, up and in, almost hits Ramirez. Snap throw to second, gets past Mogollon and into center. Montgomery will pick it up. As scoring is Allende, up to third goes Asbel Gonzalez. So a stolen base again for Gonzalez, and then an E2 allows him to get to a third base. Allende scores on the play. So 4-0 Fireflies, top two with just one out, runner on third. Ballers have not had the hot start they've needed tonight in the field. 1-0 count on Ramon Ramirez. Pitch on the way from Gabriel Rodriguez. Just a smidge outside for ball two. Wind now blowing out into left field on this mid-April evening, a Friday evening in Towel City, Kannapolis, North Carolina. 1-0 from Ramirez. Swung on and popped up in the air. Drifting into the corner and left. Wolko looking for some room. The wind gives it a ride. He makes the catch. Throw comes back in. Asbel Gonzalez just gets in there in time. And another run has crossed the dish. Ramirez with an F7 for the second out. Back-to-back sacrifice fly for the Fireflies. And Kannapolis struggling to get off to a hot start tonight. After back-to-back sack flies have now made it a 5-0 game. Two outs, nobody on for Derwin Figueroa, seventh batter of the inning. Gabriel Rodriguez just out there getting through the inning. Two outs, first pitch is a smidge outside for ball one. One-0 count, pitch on the way. This one swung on and fouled off over our heads, and the count is 1-1. Well, Columbia's tallied four runs on what is just one hit. Here through basically 1 2/3. This one upstairs for ball two. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes here. As Gabriel Rodriguez on the mound with just the two strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and away for ball three. And it's Derlin Figueroa, the batter here for Columbia. Rodriguez's pitch fouled off, and Figueroa stays alive at what is 3-2. 3-2 count on Figueroa this week, batting 250, just one hit and four at-bats. 20 years of age, 6 foot, 185 pound lefty bat. 3-2 grounder to short. Burrows makes the play. Snapped on a first is in time. 6-3 on the ground out. Four out number three. And that sends it into a break. It'll be a total here of 5 runs. The Columbia Fireflies have now scored through 2 innings at the plate. Kannapolis with work to do. They trail 5-0 after 1.5. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom two, Nick McLean. Back in the batter's box for Kannapolis. Bottom two, still Tanner Jones out there on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies, the 6'2" righty from Texas A&M. 1-0, McLean sprays this one down the line and left. Fair ball, that'll roll into the corner. McLean on his horse, he thinks too. Throw will come in from the corner, and it's not in time. McLean pulls up at second, a leadoff double for Nick McLean. And he's on base to start off this second frame. Bottom two, one on, nobody out for Ryan Burrows. Ryan Burrows standing in after what was a kind of quiet night at the dish last night. 4 punch outs and a walk for Burrows in last night's contest. Bottom two, Columbia leading 5-0, getting an early start on the action tonight, that's for sure. 0-1 the count on Burrows with McLean at second. It's his first double of the season for Nick McLean. 0-1 pitch from Jones, low and outside, and the count is 1-1. Ryan Burrows from Panama City, Panama, 20 years of age. Is Ryan Burrows. Spent the majority of last season here. Played 77 games. Launched his first and only home run as a Cannonballer in his first game back off the injured list. 1-1. This one in the corner for a called strike. A ball and 2 strikes on Ryan Burrows. Ballers trailing here to Columbia. Work to do, but this is one of the more potent offenses in the Carolina League. 1-2, Burrows check swings on a ball upstairs and goes around for the strikeout. So one down, and Tanner Jones has what is his 3rd strikeout of the game. So Calvin Harris, 1 on, 1 out. Calvin Harris catching tonight. Old school approach, no batting gloves. 4th rounder in 2023 out of Ole Miss. 1 out, first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Snap throw, looked like it was headed back to second. Tanner Jones just scooped it, a good throw back from Ramirez. Harris led off the second inning last night with a triple, and then stayed pretty quiet from there. A strikeout, a ground out, a fly out, and a fielder's choice that drove in an RBI. 0-1, a swing and a miss. Strike two. He's late on a breaking ball from Tanner Jones, who throws a fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup. Yet last time out, earned the loss in four innings against the Charleston River Dogs at home just a week ago. 0-2 count, Harris at the dish. Pinch from Jones, a swing and a miss. Late on a fastball upstairs at 95. Already the fourth strikeout of the evening for Tanner Jones. Runners at second with two outs for Mikey Kane. Kane at first base tonight for Kannapolis. Former Oregon State Beaver getting the start for Chad Pinder and the Kannapolis Cannonballers this evening. First pitch to Kane. Gets by the catcher Ramirez. That'll be what is a wild pitch up to third. McLean advances on the wild pitch. 1-0 count on Kane. Mikey Kane playing first base tonight for just the fourth time here. This is game number 13 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers of 132. So officially, almost 13 down and a whole lot more baseball to go. 1-0, Kane bloops this one foul. And the count is a ball and a strike. 1-1 count on Kane. Nine-hole batter Nathan Archer is awaiting on deck. Bottom second, Columbia leading 5-0. McLean's at third, 90 feet away. Kannapolis desperately needing some run support. 1-1. Kane swings. This one's lifted into center. Might be a tough play for Asbel Gonzalez. He dives. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Catch made on a sprawling effort from Asbel Gonzalez. And the ballers see a run swiped on a diving play by the center fielder Asbel Gonzalez. F8 goes down in the scorebook, and McLean will be a runner stranded. No runs on one hit with no errors and one left on. Top of the third we go. Russell, McNair, and Becker do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the third, Stone Russell digs in. Gabriel Rodriguez still on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch lifted high and foul. And the count is nothing and one. Here on Stone Russell, Brennan McNair and Colton Becker to follow here. Top three. Gabriel Rodriguez winding and firing 0-1. This one popped up in the infield. After it'll be the first baseman, Mikey Kane. Mogollon also there. Mogollon will make the catch. No, he won't. It falls to the turf. McLean will make the play, though. Throwing a second. He's out. Crisis averted as McLean came in late. It's one that will be charged as a single. You can't really give an error on that play. Tough play all around. So Russell gets credit for what is a single and then out on what is a 9-6. That's second base for the first out. So McNair digs in. Now nobody on base and one down. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Oh-1 count with one out. Rodriguez's pitch inside and low for ball one. Ball and a strike on Gabriel Rodriguez's opponent, Brennan McNair. This one a smidge outside for ball two. McNair struck out looking in his last at-bat against G-Rod. Annapolis looking for their first win since Tuesday. It's been a long week here against these Columbia Fireflies. This one is outside for a 3-1 count on Brennan McNair. Rodriguez winds and fires. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. 3-2. Count, pitch on the way. The McNair swings, lifted high and foul. That's going to end up in the seats. Heads up down there. As it looks like some young ones down there get a souvenir. Heads up. Souvenir had. As a swing and a miss. For strike three, there's two outs now. McNair is another strikeout victim of Gabriel Rodriguez. There's the second out of the inning. Rodriguez picks up what is his third punch out. McNair 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, and now Colton Becker 2 up. First pitch to Becker, finds the zone inside corner, nothing and one. One count, two outs. Becker gets the pitch, swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. Harris scoops it, so it's nothing and two. There is a large human being warming up in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is Hale Sims getting loose. Former Charlotte 49er from just down the road. 0-2 on the way, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Burrows can't get there, and it's in the center for a base hit. Becker reaches on the two-out base knock. So Rodriguez has to deal with another frame of a runner on base. Just the third hit of the night for Columbia, who lead 5-0 in the top of the third with two outs. And in will step Ronnie Cabrera with two outs and a runner on first base. Jacob Doris out and out talk with Gabriel Rodriguez, who has had a night from you know where. Not a great night so far for Gabriel Rodriguez. Hale Sims getting loose, who can eat innings. A guy that was a starter at Charlotte, threw the first pitch in this ballpark's history back in 2021. Big Country, as they call him. 6'4", 290 pounds. A large right-handed pitcher, but he throws gas. That's why the White Sox signed him as a free agent. So Ronnie Cabrera will dig in. A hero from last night's contest. Makes it two outs, top three. And time called. Here's Chad Pinder. And it looks like that's going to be it for Gabriel Rodriguez. So after the mound visit from Doris, something didn't sit well for the Ballers. And Rodriguez is going to be pulled. It's now time called. J.C. Reed is going to talk to Pinder and say, hey, nope, sure can. So you can't have back-to-back mound visits and then make a pitching change. You can't waste time like that. It's considered time-wasting. So now J.C. Reed and Chad Pinder will have a talk. Pinder, the manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers in his first season after retiring from playing professional baseball in 2023. Spent a lot of time with the Oakland Athletics. Kind of a utility guy, played all around the diamond. as now Reed, the home plate umpire, and Elena Giorgio, the infield umpire, going to have a chat and see if this pitching change is legal or not. Here in this top of the third, two outs. Technically, Doris went out, made the mound visit, came back, and then Chad Pinder went out to make the mound visit, to make the pitching change. But Pinder initialed before really even getting out there that, yes, he was going to make a pitching change. Hale Sims is getting loose down there. It's either a scenario of something didn't sit well with the Baldur's coaching staff, or it's a scenario of as soon as Hale Sims is ready to go, let's get him out there, and sure enough, change will be made. So Ronnie Cabrera will see a new arm. It's Hale Sims. We'll be right back after this short break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers have made a pitching change. 6'4", 290-pound, 25-year-old, a free agent signee. In 2024, it's Hale Sims on the bump for Kannapolis. Former Charlotte 49er is Hale Sims. Threw the first pitch in this ballpark's history back in April 2021 with Charlotte. And now he's back for another season of Kannapolis baseball. This one popped up deep into foul ground. Jordan Sprinkle giving chase, but it's Ryan Burrows who makes the catch after calling him off. And the grab is made for the out. Ronnie Cabrera on a P6 is the third out. And that'll send us into an inning break. So Hale Sims throws one pitch, and that is good enough for him here in this top half of the third. Columbia held scoreless, two hits though, and this top half of the third will move to the bottom half. Kannapolis will bat 9-1-2. Archer, Mogollon, and Sprinkle when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
-1-2 in the bottom of the third inning. It's Nathan Archer digging in. First pitch, swinging a foul tip off the bat here of Archer. 9-1-2. Kannapolis to bat. Mogollonen sprinkle to follow. Bottom of the third, Maulers trailing 5-0 to the Columbia Fireflies here out of the Kansas City Royals organization. Tanner Jones still on the mound. He struck out 4 here in this early portions of the ball game. Archer watches inside for ball one. And Archer, Mogollonen, and Sprinkle. Tanner Jones, sixth rounder out of Texas A&M, winds and fires, and it's inside for ball two. 3 innings, 4 runs on 5 hits in his first start of the season. 2 punch outs and a walk for Tanner Jones. 2-1 pitch, Archer swings, and it's foul tipped. So the count evens at 2-2. Archer's had a pretty good week here against these Columbia Fireflies. 4-for-11, a home run, 3 RBI, 2 walks, a strikeout, but 3 stolen bases as well. Definitely helps the matter here in Kannapolis. 2-2. Swinging a foul tip into the middle of Ramirez, but he makes the catch for the out. So it's a KFT in the scorebook for the first out. And that is another strikeout for Tanner Jones, his 5th of the evening. Top of the order, Javier Mogollonen due up. Kannapolis with 2 hits, first time through the order. 5 strikeouts, a ground out, and a fly out. One out, Tanner Jones winds and fires. This one swing and a miss for strike one on Javier Mogollonen. O-1 count, Mogollonen 0-for-1 with a strikeout his first time up. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. Quickly, 0-2 here on Javier Mogollonen. Number 25 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox. 5'8", Venezuelan infielder. 12 walks in the top portions of the leaderboard in the Carolina League. He swings and foul tips it for an 0-2 count. Mogollonen did walk a total of 7 times. His first time in a series. A broken bat, looper towards short. Mogollonen shatters the bat, and the little pop-up is caught by Colton Becker. There for the second out, a little P6 off the bat of Javier Mogollonen. So 2 outs, and it's Jordan Sprinkle due up. O-1 count on Jordan Sprinkle. Wanting and firing is Jones 0-1. This one lifted foul. And the count quickly moves to 0-2. Sprinkle wasting no time and is at bat here. 0-for-1 of the strikeout looking. Tanner Jones has struck out just a few ballers. 5 of the 10 batters he's faced have struck out. Bottom 3 ballers trail 5-0. 0-2. Tapped to first. Backhand by Figueroa, running in the foot race is won by Tanner Jones. He got there just in time before Jordan Sprinkle. So it's a 3-1 put out, a 1-2-3 frame. Down go the ballers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Top of the fourth, Columbia to bat. 5-0 on the scoreboard. Allende, Gonzalez, and Hernandez do up when we come back. Here are the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Juliano Allende leads things off. Top of the fourth, it's Hale Sims on the bump. He threw one pitch in that top of the third. His first pitch to Allende up and away for ball one. As Hale Sims back on the mound for Kannapolis here to start this fourth. Columbia leading 5-0. And what's been kind of a messy game for Kannapolis here tonight. 1-0 is low and outside for ball two. Sims, a free agent signee in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox. Spent August of 2023 to February 2024 with the New York Mets and was released just before spring training in 2024. 2-0 is low and outside for ball three. Here on Juliano Allende. Esbel Gonzalez, Jorge Hernandez to follow here. 3-0, breaking ball inside corner. And the count is 3-0. Your count here on Juliano Allende. First time up, he drew the walk. 3-1, tap towards short. Ryan Burrows will make the routine play, throw on a first, and the throw gets by Mikey Kane. And Allende will reach on what is an error on the throw from Burrows. A tough throw over there. Allende safe at first. Nobody out. Top of the order, Esbel Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a walk and a single. Here in this top half of the fourth, Ballers and Fireflies squaring off for the fourth time this week. Sims from the stretch, first pitch. Before that, a check on the runner at first, not in time. And the count is still fresh at 0-0. Top of the fourth, about an hour into tonight's action. Another snap throw from Sims, and Kane can't get the tag down in time. Fresh count here on Esbel Gonzalez. Snap throw. Allende will slide into second safely on the 1-0. Now the count, as that's a stolen base. Count on Esbel Gonzalez. Runner at second now, Allende, who is dancing. Pitch on the way, breaking ball is up and in for ball two. Count is 2-0. 2-0 count. Nobody out. Top four. Fireflies are threatening yet again. Sims is 2-0. Tap toward third. Sprinkle will hold the runner. Throw on to first is in time. Now a throw back to third as Allende breaks for third. He's in there safely. So now Gonzalez on a 5-3 ground out. There's the first out, but into third goes Allende. So it's one out, a runner on third, and digging in is Jorge Hernandez. First pitch on the way. Sims will find the corner of the inside breaking ball. It's 0-1. Jorge Hernandez digging in. A strikeout and a sacrifice fly. Back on the top of the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. Still 0-2. 0-2 count with one out. 0-2 pitch, low and inside in the count. As 1-2 on Jorge Hernandez. One ball and two strikes with one out. Sims is set, infield playing in, 1-2 pitch. Tap towards short, Burrows backhands, no throw home. Throw on a first will be the out. And scoring the run will be Allende. So Hernandez is out on what is a 6-3 put out. So there's the second out of the inning, but scoring is Allende to make it what is a 6-0 game in this top half of the fourth. Two outs, it's Ramon Ramirez. Sims will wind and fire. Swung on, lifted high and foul. And the count is 0-1. Swing and a miss on the 0-1. It's 0-2. Ramon Ramirez with no luck. So the count here, 0-2. Two outs, top of the fourth. 0-2 pitch, swung on, fouled off, and the count is still 0-2. Derlin Figueroa waiting on deck here. Top four, Fireflies up 6-0. Pleasure to have you join us in tonight's action. As Hale Sims making his 2025 Ballers debut after spending some time here last year. 9 games with the Ballers. 0-2 off the plate. And the count is 1-2. One-two count with two outs. Ramirez wiggles the bat. 1-2 from Sims. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Hale Sims gets his first punch out of the evening. There's the third out. And the Fireflies tack another one on. It's 6-0 after 3.5. So to the bottom of the fourth we go. Montgomery, Wolko, and McLean do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom half of the fourth, it's Braden Montgomery digging in here with nobody out, of course. Top of the fourth. And the Columbia Fireflies Back in the field, this one grounded to second. Montgomery will trot to first, but it's a 4-3 put out. With one out now, Montgomery 1-for-2. And digging in is going to be George Wolko. Wolko 0-for-1 with a ground out to the first baseman, Figueroa. Pitch on the way, a swing and a miss for strike one. Wolko with a nothing and one count. Number 10 overall prospect in the Ballers organization, the Chicago White Sox. A one pitch, smidge low and outside for ball one. Three errors already for Kannapolis tonight. It has been tough sledding for the Ballers in this game in the field as Wolko taps this one. It's a fair ball picked up by Figueroa. So another 3-U put out for the second out here in this bottom of the fourth. Two outs and a runner yet to reach base in the frame for Nick McLean. Two outs, McLean stands in. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for strike one, and the count is nothing and one. McLean had a double in his first at-bat as Tanner Jones winds and fires. This one fouled off straight back, nothing and two the count. O-2 count, pitch on the way. This one lined to second base and caught by Nick McLean. There is caught by the second baseman, Stone Russell, I should say. So there's the out recorded. It's an L4 for the third out. So that'll send us into the top half of the fifth. Kannapolis will take the field again. Figueroa, Russell, and McNair do up when we come back. Here in the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, it is 6-0 Columbia over Kannapolis.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Valley Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Terlin Figueroa leads things off, top of the fifth inning. Hale Sims still on the bump. He chucked through the third inning, got that final out in the third, and then the fourth ended up having the run score on the error. Ground out, strikeout after that runner reached on the error. Top five, 0-1 count on Figueroa, Russell, and McNair to follow. Sims winds and fires. This one swung on, fouled off up here. That was close. My goodness. Baseball is had up here in Suite 8. Congratulations to the fans up here in Suite 8 who just got themselves a pretty quickly delivered souvenir. I wish my packages would get here in time that quickly. Oh, one swing and a miss. Now two, excuse me, swing and a miss. Four, strike three. Hale Sims, another strikeout. His first of this frame, second of the game. One out, nobody on for Stone Russell. One out, Russell, the second baseman. Digging in here. With one out, first pitch, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Hale Sims draws the 0-1 count. One count with one out. McNair is on deck. Russell, a walk and a single. One pitch. Swing and a miss. Four, strike two. And the count is nothing and two. Oh, 2 count with one out. Sims' pitch, this one fouled off, and the count is 0-2 still. Russell, a walk and a single. He's reached base twice. First time facing Sims, and Sims still going through the order for the first time tonight. Guy that can definitely eat some innings, that's for sure. 0-2 tapped to short. Burrows will make the clean play. Throw on a first in time on a sidearm throw for the out. 6-3 on the ground out for out number two. And now digging in is Brennan McNair. McNair 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Sims on the bump, winding and firing. This one ground ball to third. To short. Burrows' throw is about a mile high. It's caught in the netting, and it's another throwing error for Ryan Burrows. That's the fourth error for Kannapolis tonight. So now two outs and a runner on, and it's Colton Becker. Sims set, winding and firing first pitch. It's in there for a called strike. The count nothing and one on Colton Becker. So McNair reaches on what is the fourth error of the night for Kannapolis. Oh, one pitch. Fouled off, nothing and two. Here on Colton Becker. Ronnie Cabrera is the batter on deck. A walk and a single for Becker in this game. McNair is at first. Hale Sims with the one strikeout. Excuse me, the two strikeouts. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Hale Sims, signed as a free agent, as mentioned by the White Sox. Appearing in 9 games last year for Kannapolis. He was working at a Dick's Sporting Goods. Just down the road at Concord Mills before getting signed by the White Sox. As Becker swings, it's fouled off, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes here on Colton Becker. Sims is set. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Hale Sims has the punch out, and that gets him out of the inning after the error from Burrows. Third out is had. Third strikeout for Sims of the night. So that sends us into the bottom half of this fifth inning. It'll be Burrows, Harris, and Kane. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ryan Burrows, 0-for-1 tonight, leads things off. He had a strikeout back in the second inning. As winding and firing is Tanner Jones. This one just a smidge outside for ball one on Burrows. Harris and Kane to follow. It's the top of the bottom of the fifth, I should say, here in Kannapolis. Ground ball from Burrows on the 1-0. That one gets into right base hit. So Burrows on with a leadoff single here in this bottom of the fifth. Kannapolis looking to get some offense rolling. And this Casey Betty will stand in and make her bat dog appearance. Calvin Harris will stand in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. On his night tonight, Burrows is at first. Snap throw from Tanner Jones is not in time. No arms warming for Columbia. Tanner Jones just going to go through the rest of his night unbothered. Burrows at first. Pitch on the way. Runner going. Snap throw outside. Throw in a second. Not in time. Burrows will swipe second on the stolen base on the pitch outside. Calvin Harris has a 1-0 count. Runner now on second. With nobody out. Tanner Jones winds and fires. Harris swings fouled off. The count is 1-1. Kannapolis trailing 6-0 here, bottom five. Mikey Kane on deck. Harris has mentioned 0-for-1 with a strikeout. 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and a strike on Calvin Harris. Two-one count. Good lead at second for Burrows. Swing and a miss on the 2-1. It's two balls and two strikes here on Calvin Harris. Out to Chad with the arm. And Tanner Jones is now Julio Pimental. There is an arm now tossing for Columbia as Tanner Jones might be just purely running out of energy here in this bottom of the fifth. Bottom five, Archer digs in. First pitch on the way. This one is a low for ball one. Here on Nathan Archer. Archer 0-1. He struck out his first time up. Bottom five. Ballers trailing 6-1. They're threatening here. 1-0 pitch. This one fouled off up here. And the count is even. A ball and a strike. One count. Runner at second as Harris Kane is at first. Archer swings the 1-1 and misses. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth. Again, the righty tossing in the pen for Columbia. Tanner Jones is at 60 pitches. 1-2. So we got a ground ball past the outstretched glove of Figueroa. That's in a right piece in. Grounding and scoring will be Harris. Kane hit it for third. He'll stop at third. Runner tripped up on the base paths in Nathan Archer, but he's in there at a second safely, and it's an RBI double for Nathan Archer, who continues his hot hitting ways. Kane's at third as Harris comes around to score. Now the Ballers starting to threaten in the bottom of the fifth. 6-2 ball game. Still nobody out in the inning. Javier Mogollon due up. Mogollon with 2-1 in scoring position. 4 hits this frame for Kannapolis. They're now at 7 hits on this ball game tonight. One-zero count on Javier Mogollon. As Jones missed inside. One-zero is on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike on Mogollon. Tonight, a strikeout and a pop-out with Jones winding and firing 1-1. This one lined and right to the shortstop. Becker, who made the leaping grab, throw the second, a double off Archer. It's a 6-4 double off for the second out. L6 for Mogollon, and that's a costly line out that results in a pair of outs. Still a runner at third. It's Mikey Kane. Sprinkle digs in. Two outs and a runner still on third. Sprinkle 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out on his evening. First pitch in the zone. And the count is nothing and one. Pitch on the way. Sprinkle taps this one foul. And the count is quickly nothing and two. Here on the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle playing third base tonight. He can play third, short, a little bit of second as well. Even stretching out to left field for Chad Pinder and the Ballers. 0-2. Breaking ball outside. Jones now has to work with a 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes on Sprinkle. Braden Montgomery on deck. 1-2 from Jones. Fouled off, and the count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Jordan Sprinkle. Still Mikey Kane over there at third base. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Ramon Ramirez. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom 5-6-2, Columbia on top, 2-2. Swinging a weakly tapped foul ball. It literally went straight down after it made contact. 2-2 count. Jones sitting about 95 with a fastball. He's definitely impressed tonight with the heater. Jones from the stretch. Sprinkle the long AB here. 2-2. Popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Second baseman Russell will call everyone off and catch made for the out. Sprinkle pops out to Stone Russell, and that is the third out of the inning. But Kannapolis strikes for what is a quartet of base hits. They do drive the run in on a Calvin Harris RBI single. Two runs cross in the frame. One runner left on base. No errors for Columbia. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Liam Paddock, the new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hale Sims' night is done. It is Paddock's turn on the mound. First pitch finds the zone to Ronnie Cabrera. Count nothing and one. Liam Paddock, 6'4", southpaw, 21 years of age, an 18th rounder in 2024 out of Gonzaga. A one swing and a miss. Two count with nobody out. Paddock with a deep breath. A wind and fire on the pitch. Ground ball foul that ends up down the line. And the count is nothing and two. So Gabriel Rodriguez, a starter for Kannapolis tonight. 2 2/3. Hale Sims goes 2 1/3. Sims doesn't allow a hit. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ronnie Cabrera down on strikes. There's the first down. That one's Juliano Allende. Stepping in with one out. Juliano Allende steps in. First strikeout for Paddock. Allende a walk and reaching on an error tonight. Four errors for Kannapolis in this one. Swing and a miss. For what is strike one on Juliano Allende. Lefty-lefty matchup. Paddock on the mound. Oh no, the 9 ERA in three innings this season. 0-1. Breaking ball outside. The count is 1-1. Five runs, three earned for Gabriel Rodriguez tonight. Four walks, three punch-outs. Hale Sims with a really solid outing, all things considered. One unearned run as this one popped into center. Falls in front of Montgomery for a base hit. Allende's reached base three times tonight. So one on, one out, top of the order, Asbel Gonzalez. So Asbel Gonzalez, who was sat down in a 5-3 putout in the top of the sixth with one out. Paddock will snap a throw to first. It's not in time. Asbel Gonzalez, number 23 overall prospect. In the organization for the Kansas City Royals. First pitch in there for a called strike on the count 0-1. Here on Asbel Gonzalez. A single, a walk, a pair of stolen bases. Paddock with a deep breath. 0-1, a snap throw back to first. Lefty-righty matchup here. Asbel Gonzalez facing off here against this lefty Paddock. Paddock snaps the throw to first. Runner takes off for second. Allende is called out at second. 1-3-6 on the picked-off caught stealing the pox. For the second out. 1-3-6 pox in the scorebook. One count still on Asbel Gonzalez, who's batting 417, as mentioned, here on the season. 0-1, fastball upstairs. And the count is 1-1. Asbel Gonzalez batting 333 against lefties. He's had success. 1-1. In the dirt and low for ball two on Asbel Gonzalez. Jorge Hernandez, third baseman, is on deck. 0-3 tonight. Gonzalez, 1-2. 2-1, swing and a miss behind a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes on Asbel Gonzalez. Paddock will wind and fire 2-2. Inside for ball three. Full count, two outs, top six. Fireflies up 6-2. Pleasure to have you join us tonight. Dan Helody on the call. Paddock winds and fires. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball four. And a free pass issued again to Asbel Gonzalez. So two outs. And a runner on base for Jorge Hernandez. Two outs. It's Jorge Hernandez digging in. First pitch, a snap throw to first, runner going, a 1-3-6, pox again. pox for the second time here in this frame, and the ballers will have to bat again here in this bottom of the sixth. Montgomery, Wolko, McLean do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New ball on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. The righty now on the mound. It's Ismael Michel tossing for Columbia. Bottom six, ballers trail by four. Brayden Montgomery, George Wolko, Nick McLean to bat. Bottom six, 6-2 Fireflies. This one runs inside on Brayden Montgomery. And the count is 2-0. So Ismael Michel takes over here for Columbia in the sixth inning. Montgomery swings 2-0, foul tips it. It's 2-1. So final line for Tanner Jones. He does allow two runs through five innings, but he does pick up a total of five punchouts along the way. Six hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, and five punchouts as Montgomery takes the 2-1 up and in for ball three. Montgomery, Wolko, and Nick McLean to follow bottom six. 3-1 is the count. Ballers trail 6-2. 3-1. Low and inside, ball four. Brayden Montgomery draws a leadoff walk. So one on and nobody out for George Wolko. And Tanner Jones's night is done. Ismael Michel, fastball, slider, changeup. 0-0 with a 9 ERA this season. Last time out, he did pitch on Wednesday, one-third of an inning. That's it. He has allowed a run in every other outing this season, other than Wednesday's one-third of a frame. First pitch, Wolko swings and misses on a pulled string breaking ball, nothing and one. First pitch, changeup to George Wolko. Montgomery, the good lead at first. 0-1 to Wolko. Swung on and fouled off very quickly, nothing and two on George Wolko. Nick McLean awaiting on deck. A double in the second inning for McLean. This middle third of the order for Kannapolis has struggled to get on base consistently in this game as Wolko swings again at a 94-mile-an-hour heater upstairs and misses most of the ball, but got a piece of it. The count is nothing and two. Good lead at first for Brayden Montgomery. Wolko with the plate 0-2 count. He swung at just about everything from Michel as he swings again 0-2. Fouls it off. Montgomery at first. He has some speed about him. He is 3-for-3 in stolen bags on the season. Michel winds and fires, 0-2. Wolko pops this one foul. And long at-bat gets a little longer here. Now a five-pitch at-bat. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming for George Wolko. Still an 0-2 count. It's been all basically same location for Wolko. from Ismael Michel. 0-2. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Ramirez, for strike three. Wilco got a piece of it on the KFT, but he strikes out for the first time tonight. One down and a runner on for Nick McLean. Montgomery at first. Pitch on the way. This fastball up and away for ball one. McLean a double and a line out on the night. As McLean had the dish here for the ballers. Meachell's pitch is inside for ball two. 2-0 the count. McLean, the number 28 overall prospect in baseballs in the White Sox organization. 2-0, swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Ramirez for a 2-1 count. Ballers trailing 6-2 despite out-hitting Columbia in this action tonight. Ballers with five walks to Columbia's four hits. Montgomery takes off as a 2-1 fouled off by McLean. Two balls and two strikes. Burrows on deck. He had a strikeout and a single. Michel joined the Columbia Fireflies roster mid-season last year. 20 innings in 21 through 23, and then had a pretty solid campaign last year with the Fireflies. This one inside to McLean. He ducks out of the way, and the count is 3-2. Last year, Ismael Michel, 4-0, a 1.42 ERA in 19 games, 32 strikeouts. Opponents batted just 167 against him. Full count, one out. Payoff pitch. Inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And it's a punch out for Ismael Michel. There's the second out of this bottom of the sixth. So two punch outs for Michel. Ryan Burrows digs in. Here in the bottom of the sixth, two outs. One for two tonight for Ryan Burrows. Michel's pitch. And there for a called strike. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, busy night around baseball. Top of the seventh. It is Carolina with a 4-1 lead over Delmarva. As, oh my goodness, I just saw something on my screen. Folks, you're not going to believe this. This is probably one of the wildest things I've ever seen in my life. I'll tell you about it after the 1-1. It's on the inside corner, 1-2. The Charleston River Dogs have won 1-0, but the Hickory Crawdads no-hit them. So the Crawdads lost 1-0, but the River Dogs won the game 1-0 with no hits. I got to look into this. How did they win the game despite getting no hit? 1-2 on the way. Outside, a snap throw to first after the pitch by Ramirez. It's outside and not in time. So the River Dogs, despite getting no hit, win the ball game. So it's the bottom of the eighth inning. Charleston scores the run. Reaching on a fielding error. Advancing on a ground out, a stolen base, and then a sack fly. No hit involved, but Charleston wins the game. Montgomery gets up to second on what is a wild pitch, so Burrows has a full count. Yeah, wild pitch. And Braden Montgomery now in scoring position. I think it happened a couple of years ago in the major leagues, I want to say. I think the Pirates were involved in that one. As 3-2, Burrow swings and misses on the strikeout, but the wild pitch gets past Ramirez, and up to third goes Montgomery, but Burrows reaches on the KWP here in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs, runners on the corners for Calvin Harris. So Charleston wins the game 1-0 despite getting no hit. I can't say I've seen that one in a while. Mound visit for Columbia as Calvin Harris will dig in. Montgomery at third. At first is Ryan Burrows. Ballers trail by four. Tying run is on deck. It's Mikey Kane. Harris digs in. Burrows takes off first pitch. Fastball outside. Snap out a second. Not in time. Burrows swipes second easily. So it's a stolen base. 1-0 count of the plate on Calvin Harris. In there for a called strike on Harris. And the count one your count here on Harris, Kane, and Archer to follow. Harris, broken bat, grounder through and a left base hit. Montgomery scores. Here comes Burrows. No throw made. And Calvin Harris has his second and third RBIs of the game. It's another RBI single for Calvin Harris as Montgomery and Burrows cross the plate. And the Ballers not done yet tonight. They're going to put up a fight, that's for sure. 6-4. One on, two outs for Mikey Kane. Mound visit for Columbia as they do have another arm warming. It is Henson Leal tossing. Two outs. There is an arm tossing for Columbia. Tying run of the dish. First pitch is on the outside corner. 1-0. So a no-hitter in Charleston. But they win the game 1-0. Wild stuff. Gotta love the game of baseball sometimes. 1-0 lifted high and foul on the count, 1-1. There's other games going on in the Carolina League. That's just going to be the story around the league tonight. A no-hitter, but they still win. Top of the eighth, Fayetteville up 3-1 on Fredericksburg. Top of the ninth, Augusta trailing 2-0 to Myrtle Beach at home. Top six, Lynchburg and Salem battling. The Hillcats lead 4-2. Kane check swings and he go no. 1-1. Becomes 2-1. The story here tonight, the Ballers starting to put up a fight. Calvin Harris, a pair of RBI singles. And what's been a productive night for the former Ole Miss Rebel. 2-1. Breaking ball catches the corner. And Mikey Kane is at a 2-2 count. Harris 2-for-3 with 3 RBI tonight. He's driven in 3 of the 4 runs for the Ballers. 2-2 count, two outs, pitch on the way. Outside for ball three. Full count on Mikey Kane. Tying run of the plate. Go-ahead run is on deck. Kane 1-for-2 tonight. Is singled in the fifth inning. Kannapolis since escaping. Ended up putting some better effort at the plate. 3-2 outside, ball four, and Mikey Kane is on base for the second time tonight with a free pass. So two outs, runner at second, Nine-hole batter Nathan Archer due up, but not before David Novarita is going to come out and have a chat. And it'll be the end of the night for Ismael Michel. And it looks like Henson Leal is going to be the new arm on the way for the Fireflies. We'll take a break and be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Leal back to the bump when we return. Henson Liao on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies here in the bottom half of the sixth. 6-4, Fireflies up, but the Ballers threatening. Archer lines this one to first base, and just like that, one pitch is all that Liao needs to get out of the inning. It's a L3 off the bat of Archer for the third out, and that'll send us into the back third of baseball tonight. Ballers trail by a pair. We'll return when we come back to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm on the way for Kannapolis, potentially. I don't think so, though, as Paddock will return. Indeed, he emerges out of the bullpen. I'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Valley Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Still Liam Paddock on the bump. Jorge Hernandez, Ramon Ramirez, Derlin Figueroa to bat here, top of the seventh. Fireflies holding on to a two-run lead. 6-4 your score. Ballers are out hitting Columbia, though, 7-4 in tonight's action. As Liam Paddock winds and fires 1-0, swung on, fouled off. And the count is 1-1. Hernandez 0-4-3 tonight. He did drive in a run in the second, so technically 0-2 with two RBI. Sack fly in the second. This one runs up and in on Jorge Hernandez from Paddock, so an HBP. And the runner will reach for Columbia. One on and nobody out for Ramon Ramirez. Ramirez reaching on a fielder's choice, a stolen base as well, a sac fly, and a strikeout for Ramon Ramirez tonight, 10th overall prospect in the Royals org. First pitch, breaking ball inside corner, and it's 0-1. Kannapolis very much in control of this game at this moment. They still can make a comeback. We'll see how it works out in their favor or not. 0-1 swing and a miss upstairs, and it's 0-2. Ramon Ramirez went chasing. Paddock on the mound for his second inning of work. Did have a rough outing on Sunday. 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning and 2 hits against the Lynchburg Hillcats. 0-2. Swung on, and Ramirez lifts this one into left. Wolko will backtrack on a late jump, and it bounces and will go over the wall, so it's a double automatically for Ramon Ramirez. Up to third goes Jorge Hernandez. Late jump from Wolko, but still a well-hit ball, so 2 on in scoring position. Nobody out for Derlin Figueroa. Have to think Kannapolis might have to find another arm to get loose, as Paddock probably won't finish this one out. Top 7, nobody out, 2 on. Figueroa will get the first pitch, swung on and lifted foul down the line for Columbia, 0-1. A 1 count on Derlin Figueroa, 0-3, a pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. As now an arm is on my cue, getting up, tossing for Kannapolis. Looks like Eric McAtee. 0-1. Just a smidge outside for ball 2. Figueroa will have a 1-1 count. Oh for 3 is Figueroa. He struck out against Hale Sims back in the 5th. 1-1 up and in for ball 2 on Figueroa. Had to duck out of the way. Derlin Figueroa back for his second season with Columbia. Spent all of last season there. International free agent signee in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals. Still just 20 years old. 2-1, swung on and lost the bat on the swing. So 2 balls and 2 strikes, and you have to imagine part of that. Well, Figueroa, at least for this at-bat, is testing no batting gloves. So by testing no batting gloves, yeah, you probably might lose some of that grip on the bat unless you're pine tarring the absolute junk out of the bat. 2-2 count, nobody out. Paddock, a deep breath. Pitch on the way. Figueroa swings. This one lifted foul. And the count is going to stay put where it is at 2-2. This week, 1 hit. 0-3 with 2 walks in yesterday's action. Two-two pitch. Up and away from Paddock. Count runs full. Paddock's sitting about 25 pitches or so, 15 strikes, so not exactly been necessarily bad of an outing for Liam Paddock. He's just run us some trouble here, top 7. Full count with an open base at first, payoff pitch, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Figueroa down on strikes for the second time in this game. Still 2-1 for the Fireflies, 1 out for Stone Russell. Stone Russell, a walk, a single, and a ground out today. Infield still has to play in with a runner on third and just 1 out. Pitch on the way. Russell swings and misses for strike 1. Paddock at 92 miles an hour. Upstairs with what looked to be probably a sinker. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, curveball for the lefty from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Former Gonzaga Bulldog is Liam Paddock. Oh, one swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Oh, two count with one out. McAtee still warming for Kannapolis. Infield playing in and creeping in ever so closer. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And another strikeout for Liam Paddock. Second of this inning. Third of the game. Two outs. Two on. And it's Brennan McNair due up. And Paddock will be left in the game to try to complete his inning. Two outs, first pitch, swing and a miss from Brennan McNair, and the count is nothing and one. Paddock with three strikeouts, Hale Sims with three of his own tonight. So nine strikeouts as a pitching staff for Kannapolis this evening. 0-1, low one inside for ball one on Brennan McNair. McNair tonight, a pair of strikeouts and reaching on an error from Ryan Burrows, one of four errors for the ballers tonight in the field. Paddock a look at second. The 1-1. Foul tipped into the mitt of Calvin Harris, and it's 1-2. McNair out of Flowood, Mississippi. 11th rounder in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals, back for his second season with the Lightning Bugs, Columbia Fireflies. 1-2. Up and away for ball two on a Brennan McNair. Last year, McNair batting 193 in 87 games. 52 hits. He had 31 RBI, but he struck out 107 times. Not great sledding from Brennan McNair. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in his center, and that's going to keep on rolling, and that's going to roll all the way to the wall. Hernandez will score. In comes Ramirez. Holding up at second is Brennan McNair, and it's a two RBI double for the Flowood, Mississippi native Brennan McNair. And the two RBI double scores to make it another couple of runs for Columbia, 8-4. Two outs and a runner on for Colton Becker, who tonight has reached a couple of times, a walk and a single, along with a strikeout his last time up. First pitch, Becker shows bunt, pulls it back as it's outside for ball one. One-oh count on Colton Becker. Walk, single, a stolen base. Runner at second is McNair. 1-0. Up and in. Almost hits Becker. And the count is 2-0. Bit of a longer game tonight. Again, top seven. We're over 2 hours of action between Kannapolis and Columbia. Across the board, it's been some longer ball games here this season. 2-0. Breaking ball outside corner, and it's 2-1. Colton Becker, the shortstop tonight for David Novarina and the Columbia Fireflies. 2-1. Outside, ball three. Talked a little bit about the strikeouts for McNair last year. Nothing in comparison to Eric Pena, the two-time defending strikeout champion of the Carolina League. Spent 3 years with the Fireflies and struck out over 500 times in his minor league career. Lifted high and foul, and Colton Becker has a full count. Pena got released from the Royals organization on March 28th, so no longer in pro baseball at the moment. He could be picked up by a team. Pena showed signs of pop, but Two seasons of over 150 strikeouts. It's a lot of Ks. 3-2 runner going outside, ball four, and Colton Becker has walked for the second time tonight. Runner is going to head up to third. It's McNair. He was going on the pitch. So Becker reaches on the free pass. On the corners with two outs. And here comes Ronnie Cabrera, but here comes Jacob Doris. And that'll take precedence as Doris will have a chat with Liam Paddock. Cabrera hit my pitch, a pop out, and a strikeout. As mound visit adjourned here, Doris done chatting with Liam Paddock. Paddock still talking to Calvin Harris to figure out this strategy to get out of this inning. Kannapolis has already surrendered a pair to Columbia. Top seven, two outs. Cabrera stole a base back in the second. Again, last night's hero for Columbia, a two RBI single. On the corners with two outs. Paddock taking his time. First pitch swung on and fouled off, and the count is nothing and one. 0-1 count on Ronnie Cabrera. Paddock, a long look at first. 0-1, a snap throw over, and it's not in time. Nine-hole batter Giuliano Allende is waiting on deck for Columbia. Paddock sent, winding and firing. Swing and a miss on the 0-1. No throw in a second. Becker took off and ended up swiping second on the play. Another stolen base for the Fireflies, who are not far behind Kannapolis in the league tally for stolen bases. The Ballers, though, entered today leading the Carolina League in stolen bags. 0-2, Paddock's pitch is low and inside for a 1-2 count. Kannapolis leads all of single-A baseball with 41 stolen bases entering the ninth. More the same tonight. Kannapolis has been active on the base paths, that's for sure. The 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes on Ronnie Cabrera. Giuliano Allende still awaiting on deck. Ronnie Cabrera is the batter at the dish. Paddock's pitch clock ticking down to 5 seconds. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive. Foul ball. That'll end up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. So two balls and two strikes remains your count. And what's been a pretty long AB here for Ronnie Cabrera. Sixth pitch of the AB coming. With Paddock still in the bump, just trying to go through the motions. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He pulled the string on him. And Ronnie Cabrera is down on strikes for the third out. That'll send us into an inning break. Time to stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And the Ballers have some work to do. They trail by a quartet. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Mogollon, Sprinkle, and Braden Montgomery two up. And we come back here in Kannapolis. Javier Mogollon leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the seventh inning. Mogollon digs in. First pitch is inside and low for ball one. It's still Henson Liao on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. Top of the order, Mogollon, Sprinkle, and Braden Montgomery do up. As Liao will breathe one to fire. Low and outside for ball two. Here on Javier Mogollon. 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a pop out, and a line out. On the books for Javier Mogollon. Leal's 2-0. Just a smidge inside for ball three. 3-0 to Mogollon, who is tied for second in the Carolina League in walks. He's taken quite a few free passes this year. 3-0 count with nobody out. That one finds the zone of the inside corner. 3-1. On a get me over fastball. Got a fantastic crowd on hand tonight. Post game fireworks on tap. 3-1. Up and in for ball four. And Mogollon draws the walk. That'll send it to one on, nobody out. For the Ballers, third baseman tonight in Jordan Sprinkle. Fans, it's no secret, Atrium Health is where the best healthcare is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jordan Sprinkle digging in with one on and nobody out. Sprinkle is 0 for 3 tonight. He swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 count on Sprinkle. Ballers trail by four in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Mogollon at first with a good lead. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted high and foul. That's going to end up in the seats. Heads up down there. And the count is nothing and two. Looks like a fan got hit in the arm. Looks like everybody is okay. All good. Down there in section 107. Swinging a foul tip on the 0-2. And the count still remains where it is at nothing and two. Sprinkle 0 for 3, trying to make it a 1 for night. Trying to extend his hit streak as well. 0-2 is off the plate for ball one. Sprinkle's hit streak at the moment isn't quite there, but his on-base streak at 8 games in a row definitely up there. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, fooled by a breaking ball. And Sprinkle is down on strikes for the first out. Another strikeout for Columbia. Henson Leal's first of the evening. One on, one out for Braden Montgomery, one of the top prospects in baseball. Montgomery extended his on-base streak to 11 games in a row with a first inning single. Impressive batting line for Montgomery. Grounds this one as second. Nobody covering first, and Liao finally gets there. It's a 4-1 put out of Braden Montgomery, not one you see all the time. Up to second goes Mogollon. So two outs and a runner on second for George Wolko. So George Wolko stands in 0 for 3. Struggling to start this season, but he'll even admit to you himself he's a slow starter, as he was last year here with Kannapolis, for he really turned it up at the end of the season. First pitch, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, nothing in one. Sprinkle striking out, Montgomery grounding out, with Mogollon walking and then advancing to second on a ball in play. Runner in scoring position for Wolko, 0-1. Inside corner, nothing and two. That one caught the inside portion. Time called, and Wolko will take a moment to recollect. Wolko with runners in scoring position, batting 133. Two hits and 15 opportunities with four RBI. 0-2. Inside for ball one. That one almost plunked him in the hip, and the count is 1-2. 96 on the fastball from Henson Liao. Number 10 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. Seventh rounder out of Downers Grove, Illinois. 6'7", 19-year-old is George Wolko. 1-2, low and inside, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wolko was offered a full ride to the University of South Carolina. Turned it down, signed for $1 million out of high school. Liao winds and fires 2-2, check swing, and he took it back and it hit him in the foot. So Wolko will advance on the HBP. Check swing, he did not go around, says Elena Giorgio. So Wolko reaches base on the check swing, and then it hit him in the foot. But now the umpire saying no, come back to the dish. Because now the umpires are going to have a brief conversation. J.C. Reed didn't initially give him first base. Now he's going to give him first base. As Wolko was hit in the foot, he literally jumped back, and I heard the scream from up here in the crowd mic. You might not be able to hear it, but I did. I don't have the best hearing. At least that's what I've heard. I'm married now. I have this thing called selective hearing, apparently. Two outs, Nick McLean digs in. Two on, two out. Here in the bottom half of the seventh. Had a hilarious interaction with a couple of our wonderful season ticket holders who sit on the front row right in the section below us here in Kannapolis who were concerned. They said, Dan, you never talk about your girlfriend, your fiance anymore. Did y'all break up? Answer is no. We're all good. In fact, her and her parents in town tonight. Obviously, my wife's in town. We're here in Kannapolis. 1-0 count on Nick McLean with Henson Leal on the bump. 2-1 for the ballers. Bottom seven. It's a four-run game inside corner for a 1-1 count on McLean. Double in the second. A line out in the fourth. A strikeout looking in the sixth. Brian Burrows awaiting on deck. 1-1 count, Leal's pitch up and in, almost hits McLean in the count 2-1. Leal's ERA down to a 1.04 on the season. Pitch count sitting right around 20 for Henson Liao. Third arm used by Columbia tonight, no arms warming. The 2-1 pitch, ground ball to second. Tough play in the deep in the gap for Stone Russell. He pirouettes and throws on to first. And in time for the out, an impressive play deep in the gap at second for Stone Russell. And McLean is retired at a 4-3, put out for the third out. That'll strand a pair of runners, and no runs on, no hits with no errors and two left on. We'll take a break. Top of the eighth we go. Ballers trail by four still. Eric McAtee to the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York for Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Fans, it's no secret, Atrium Health is where the best health care is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Eric McAtee makes his first appearance of the series. First pitch is up and in for ball one. Juliano Allende, Asbel Gonzalez, Jorge Hernandez to bat in this top half of the eighth inning. McAtee winds and fires on the 1-0 and is inside and low for ball two. McAtee entering as a new arm for the Ballers. 6'5", 215-pound, 24-year-old from Oak Harbor, Ohio. Is Eric McAtee, former Stetson Hatter in the A-Sun Conference. 2-0. This one is blooped towards second. Mogollon makes the catch. And just like that, one out is had on a soft L4 from Juliano Allende. So one out and nobody on base. Top of the order, Asbel Gonzalez is due up. So Asbel Gonzalez digs in. Eric McAtee on the mound. 0-0 with a 0 ERA still. McAtee, one of a few pitchers still to have a 0 ERA. This one up and in for ball one. McAtee, four-seamer, curveball, cutter, slider, changeup. Fourth appearance of the season. He shut out the Crawdads over an inning and two-thirds in his Ballers debut back on April the 5th. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. It's 1-1. McAtee has been one of the better arms for Kannapolis in these early portions of the season. He's gone at least an inning and two-thirds in every outing. And the worst he's allowed is two hits against Lynchburg with one walk in that outing as well. 1-1. Popped up over everybody's head. That'll end up out on a cannonballer way. After it clanks on the roof a little bit, and the count is 1-2. Elsewhere, the White Sox organization won final. The Winston-Salem Dash fall tonight, 3-2 to the Greenville Drive. Bottom nine, the Knights are tied with the Nashville Sounds. So the Charlotte Knights in the bottom of the ninth, still going, just down the road. 1-2 up and in for ball two on Asbel Gonzalez. As look at that, the Knights just walked it off. 2-1, Charlotte comes out on top. Top of the sixth in Birmingham, the Barons trailing 3-0 to the Biloxi Shuckers. 2-2 breaking ball up and in for ball three on Asbel Gonzalez. McAtee trying to dance the zone a little bit. One of their final to report in the Carolina League. Myrtle Beach wins 2-0 over Augusta. Both teams now at 6-7 in the South Division of the Carolina League. 3-2. Weakly tap to short. Burrows will field it cleanly. Can't make the clean play. And that's the third error of the night for Ryan Burrows. And Gonzalez will reach with one out here in the frame. Fifth error of the night for Kannapolis. And with one out, it's Jorge Hernandez. Ryan Burrows with what is his third error of the night. Five errors for Kannapolis. It's the most errors they've had in a single game this season. Pitches up and in for ball one on Jorge Hernandez. 3-3 high for the Ballers was three errors back on April the 8th in Lynchburg. It was the last time they had this many or more. McAtee winds and fires a throw over to first. Not in time. Asbel Gonzalez back in safely. It's been one error per inning, basically. There's not been any multiple error innings at this point. 1-0 from McAtee. Runner takes off. Ground ball up the middle. Burrows can't make the clean play on a ball up the middle. Jorge Hernandez is going to reach. At second is Asbel Gonzalez. And we'll wait the scorer's decision on the ball up the middle. It's either a base hit for Hernandez or the fourth error of the night for Ryan Burrows. Burrows did get to the ball, and he had plenty of opportunity to make the play. But it won't be an error for Burrows. It'll be a base hit up the middle. So two on for Columbia and one out for Ramon Ramirez. First pitch from McAtee is low and inside for ball one. It's a single for Jorge Hernandez on what otherwise could very well have been the fourth error of the night for Ryan Burrows. Two throws and a fielding error on the night. McAtee said he'll step off on the rubber before the 1-0. Five errors on the board for Kannapolis this evening. Delmarva also had five errors tonight. They fall to the Carolina Mudcats, 10-1 up in Zebulon. 1-0, Ramirez skies this one into right center. Going to be a tough play. McLean covers the ground and makes the catch for the out. Throw goes into second base, but up to third goes Asbel Gonzalez. Ramirez flies out of the F9 for out number two. Runners on the corners and two outs. It's Derlin Figueroa due up with another chance for Columbia to drive another run in. McAtee at risk of losing his zero ERA here. 8-4, Columbia on top, seven hits apiece. Here for the Ballers and the Fireflies. McAtee winds and fires, first pitch, snap throw to second, and Burrows, had he went back and made the tag, might have had the runner Hernandez. Instead, it's a stolen base, and the priority was to protect the plate, where Asbel Gonzalez is at third. McAtee on the bump. Two in scoring position now. Open base at first. A 1-0 count on Figueroa. 1-0. Ground ball weakly hit to first. Easy play for Mikey Kane. He'll step on the bag himself for the out. 3-0 put out. And despite all the craziness, no runs cross the board. And it's two left on for the Fireflies in the top half of the eighth. That'll send us into the bottom half. Ballers with six outs to work with. And they trail by four. Liao back to the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Who's it gonna be, Brian? Who's it gonna be? Who's gonna go home with our longest halftime?
Ryan Burrows digs in. First pitch is low and outside for ball one. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, Boulders trail by four. Henson Leal still in the bump. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball outside for ball two. Rather, it hit the corner, looks like. So it's 1-1. 1-1, swing and a miss. Burrows misses. It's 1-2. Kannapolis trails by four. Hits are 7-7, but the difference maker tonight, five errors have come back to bite the Ballers in the rear. Leal just chucking through innings tonight. 1-2, just a smidge inside, but the hair of my chinny chin chin. And it's two balls and two strikes. Two-two from Leal. Smidge inside, and the count is 3-2. Game has been a snail's pace tonight. The Ballers still have a glimmer of hope. 3-2. This one runs up and in, hits Burrows, and that'll be a hit by pitch again. So Burrows will be handed the base. So one on, nobody out. And digging in is going to be Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris, a couple of RBI singles tonight. And what's been a productive night for the barehanded bat of Calvin Harris, 0-1 the count, as Leal finds the inside corner. Burrows on base for the third time tonight and the third different way tonight. This one fouled into the mitt of Ramirez, 0-2. On Calvin Harris. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, no throw in a second. Burrows took off on the play, on the pitch. Stolen base, Harris swings and misses for the strikeout. Leal with his second strikeout here of this night. So Kane digs in, runner on second, one out. One out, a runner on second. Mikey Kane digs in, a single. Last time up, had a walk and flew out. This one just misses where the catcher was set up. Or rather, it is in the zone for an 0-1 count. A 1 pitch, runner takes off. Kane puts it into play, ground ball to third. Played by the third baseman, and Hernandez, throw to first is in time for the out, so it's a 5-3 ground out. For the second out, up to third goes Burrows. Two outs, runner on third, Nathan Archer digs in. Archer, strikeout, a double. And a line-out back in the sixth inning. Dancing at third is Burrows. Archer swings and lifts this one high and foul in the count. It is 0-1. Mogollon, top of the order on deck. Burrows dancing at third like he's on an episode of Dancing with the Stars. 0-1 is outside for ball one. Again, post-game fireworks on hand if you missed any of the fireworks early. Here in the game tonight, and a lot of offense. High-scoring games pretty much all season so far here in Kannapolis. 1-1 from Leal. Archer swings, puts a lot of muscle into it, but lifts it in the air instead of pushing it into the air. And in the left center, the catch is made as Bill Gonzalez on the F8 makes it the third out. One runner left on base, no hits, no runs, and no errors. Ninth inning we go. Ballers trail by four. They'll look to keep it a four-run game when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
To the ninth inning we go. It is Stone Russell on the bump. It's Eric McAtee on the bump. Tell it's been a long game. In there for a strike, and the count is nothing and one. Heard a funny joke the other day. What did the duck say when he went out to dinner on a date? Put it on my bill. McAtee is 0-1. In there for ball one. Fastball inside. 8-4, Columbia on top over Kannapolis in what's been one of those games for the Ballers. Five errors. It's the most they've had in a single game this season. This one is hacked at. Stone Russell working with a 1-1 count. McAtee trying to get through this inning unscathed. 1-1. Swung on, lifted high and foul. Now it's a ball and two strikes. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch in game five of the series, final night game of the series, and then 1:30 on Easter Sunday. If your plans are not to be here at the ballpark, start making those plans. 1-2 is up and in for ball two. 1:30 first pitch. We have our Easter brunch package still available online. Visit kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267. $34 a person gets you a ticket to the game and an Easter brunch buffet for 2 hours. It's a pretty sweet deal. Wish I was getting Easter brunch on Sunday. I'll probably just have another protein shake, as is the normal on a Sunday morning before an afternoon game. Two balls and two strikes, pitch on the way. Breaking ball, a smidge inside. The count is full. I'll probably have to go home after the game and cook some dinner. Make some Easter ham. Kind of craving some yams, those sweet potatoes. It's a lot of sweet, though, with the ham. May not work. Full count, payoff pitch, inside, ball four. And McAtee walks the leadoff batter, Stone Russell. Didn't miss by much, nonetheless. It is one on for the Fireflies for Brennan McNair. McNair, a double last time up. Just got heckled in the crowd. Someone said, likes ketchup on hot dogs. I agree, that's kind of nasty. This one's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Sunday is also Southside Sunday. If you don't like ketchup on hot dogs, get yourself a Chicago dog. Never, ever, ever put ketchup on a hot dog. That's nasty. 0-1. Swung on by McNair, lifting it to left. Drifting over is Wolko towards the line on a run. Makes the catch for the out. Throw will go back into the infield. Back to first goes Russell. As McNair flies out on an F7 for the first out. Good play by Wolko to cover some ground deep in the corner. So with one down, it's Colton Becker. Becker tonight. Walk, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. As McAtee set on the bump, trying to mow through this last portion of the inning. This one in there, just a smidge low for ball one. Ball one on Becker. One-oh count, McAtee set. Winding and firing on the 1-0 breaking ball. It's a beauty for a called strike, and the count is 1-1. Ball and a strike on Becker. Pitch on the way, fastball outside corner. 1-2. Ballers trail by four. They'll have top of the order due up in the bottom of the ninth. Not an insurmountable lead for Columbia, but it is a thick one. 1-2 fouled off. Keep the count where it is. One ball and two strikes. There is an arm tossing for Columbia in the left field, the bullpen. McAtee in for the signs. 1-2. Ground ball to short. Burroughs fields. Flips to second for one. On to first. Double play. 6-4-3, turn two. A lot of numbers thrown at you, but double play, inning over. And the Ballers keep it a four-run game, and just as the doctor ordered. 6-4 for the second out. That nabs Russell. 6-4-3 for the third out. It's Becker. Ballers trail by four. New arm of the way for Columbia when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the order, Javier Mogollon leads things off. Ballers trail by four. New arm on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. It is Dennis Collarin back on the mound. Second appearance for him here in this series. Collarin's 1-0 to Mogollon outside. And the count is 2-0. Collarin making his second appearance of the series. 0-0 with a 4.76 ERA, 6'3", 225-pound left righty, I should say. Hailing from Massachusetts as a 2-1 count on Mogollon. Outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Ballers in desperate need of a rally effort here if they have any hope of victory. 2-2. Outside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Mogollon is rung up on a beautiful pitch from Collarin. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in now. Collarin has one punch out. Back on Tuesday, inning in two-thirds, two walks, a strikeout. No runs, no hits. As Sprinkle digs in. First pitch inside for ball one. One-oh pitch, fouled off, and the count is 1-1. One-one, Sprinkle takes it low and inside for a 2-1 count. Two-one on Sprinkle with Montgomery on deck. Sprinkle lines this one up the middle into greener pastures, and Jordan Sprinkle is on base for the first time tonight, and he extends his on-base streak with a ninth inning, one-out single. So that keeps it intact. Braden Montgomery digs in, one on, one out. Montgomery on a 10-game on-base streak himself. Sprinkle now reaching base nine games in a row. First pitch, Montgomery takes low for ball one. One oh count with one out. Two oh count with one out. Sprinkle at first has some speed about him. Nine stolen bases on the season. 2-0 outside. Montgomery works the count to 3-0 here against Dennis Collarin. Collarin did have a rough go of it second time out against Charleston. Three runs in one inning of work as Montgomery draws a four-pitch walk. And hold on a second, all of a sudden we have ourselves a ball game. As now tying run is on deck. George Wolko is going to stand in with two on against Collarin. And here comes Julio Pimentel to talk with Dennis Collarin. Seventh rounder out of Northeastern is Dennis Collarin, North Attleboro, Massachusetts. 21 years of age is the righty. He's looking to slam the door on Kannapolis here late. Wolko stands in. One out, bottom nine. Ballers trail by four. Sprinkle at second. Montgomery on first with a huge lead. First pitch, Wolko takes strike one, lower portion of the zone for a 0-1 count. 98 on the fastball from Dennis Collarin. Montgomery with a very big lead at first. They're not holding him, though. 0-1, it's nothing and two. That ball a smidge low, but Wolko watches it, and it's nothing and two. O-2 count, a long look at second. 0-2 pitch. Inside almost hits Wolko. 1-2. Again, no postgame show here on the broadcast tonight. We're at the postgame show on the concourse this evening. Sprinkle at second, Montgomery at first. 1-2 pitch. Low for ball two. Two count, one out, bottom nine. Ballers trail by four, tying run on deck. Let's go Ballers, the chant in the crowd. 2-2 runners going in the dirt, blocked by Ramirez, but the runners advance on the play. Runners were already moving, so it's a stolen base. It is a full count now on Wolko, so after falling behind 0-2, he's worked the count back full. It's a pretty solid at-bat, all things considered, for Wolko. It's not just about the result. Sometimes it is just a solid at-bat. Full count, one out, open base at first, payoff pitch. Swinging a high, fly ball into center. That'll probably produce one run as Gonzalez into left center makes the catch. Throw will come in rapidly. Montgomery to third, Sprinkle crosses the plate. And George Wolko produces an RBI on the sacrifice fly. There's the second out of the inning. Again, sack fly is had for Wolko. Nick McLean will dig in. As again, the tying run is still on deck for Kannapolis. First pitch to McLean outside for a ball one. One oh pitch from Collarin inside corner. McLean watches a 97-mile-an-hour heater from Collarin. It's 1-1. Collarin's ERA at 5.68. He's allowed some runs throughout the season in this early portion. 1-1 to McLean is low for ball two. Two-one count, Collarin's pitch. This one smoked down the line, foul ball. My goodness, 97 off the arm of Collarin. That ball was cranked. Probably 110, 111 at the minimum. Two balls and two strikes. Ballers down to their final strike. Collarin's pitch, upstairs and away, ball three. So now a full count of McLean. Ryan Burrows, the batter on deck. McLean is 1-for-4. He doubled in the second. Since then, he's been quiet. A pair of ground outs and a strikeout. Full count, two outs. Bottom nine. 8-5, Columbia leading. With a win, it guarantees a series split at the minimum. Payoff pitch. McLean takes outside, ball four, and we are not done yet as now the tying run's going to step to the plate. Ryan Burrows will dig in. Runners on the corners and two out. So free pass number two of the afternoon for Dennis Collarin. Both runners on base reaching on walks, Montgomery and McLean. First pitch, McLean takes off for second. This fastball is outside for ball one. One-oh count, two outs. Pitch on the way from Collar and low and outside for a ball two. And now an arm. Actually, not an arm. That's just Taylor Bloy, the other pitching coach. Okay, Columbia has two pitching coaches. One of them is in the dugout right now. The other's down to the bullpen. Trying to see if they need to get another arm loose. 2-0 up and in, 3-0. And now the plot thickens like a good country gravy as Burroughs works the count to 3-0. And now another arm is going to indeed get tossing for Columbia, Nick Conti. Very little chance he steps in to face Calvin Harris as this one inside a corner to Burroughs for strike one. He leaped out of the way. But it still caught the zone, according to J.C. Reed. So it's three balls and a strike. Montgomery at third. McLean at second. 3-1. Fastball inside corner. Burroughs thought it was ball four. But now the count runs full at 3-2. Burroughs not a fan of the call here from J.C. Reed. Full count. Two outs. Bottom nine. Tying run to the plate. It's Ryan Burroughs. Payoff pitch. So we're going to ground ball to third. This will do it as Hernandez throws on to first. No, it won't do it as the throw is loose and Figueroa can't make a clean play. Ryan Burroughs will reach on what is a throwing error from the third baseman Hernandez. Another run will cross. McLean will get to third. Montgomery scores and Ryan Burroughs is on base on an E5. So hold the phone. We're not done yet. Calvin Harris steps in. Tying run now on base for Kannapolis. Time called. Here comes Ramon Ramirez to talk to Dennis Collarin. And he doesn't have much help. Nick Conti's not ready down there. And he's going to face probably the hottest bat tonight in Calvin Harris, who's already got two RBI singles tonight. Baller's not going down without a fight. They're now out hitting Columbia 8-7. And assuming we don't have extra baseball tonight, we'll out hit Columbia for the second night in a row, despite still trailing. Burroughs is at first. He's got a lot of speed. McLean is at third. He has speed as well. Harris with a pair of RBI singles tonight and two strikeouts. First pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Harris tonight has been one of the key contributors of offense. He's 2-for-4 with 3 RBI in total. Collarin's 0-1. This one gets by the catcher Ramirez. McLean will break home. Up to second goes Burroughs, and it's a one-run ball game. McLean scores on a wild pitch from Collarin. And the tying run now sits at second base with a 1-1 count on Calvin Harris. Oh, baby, we got ourselves a game. Chance of let's go, ballers arise. It's a one-run game. Kannapolis in one-run games this season has had their opportunities. They are 1-1. As they've obviously found some yips in Dennis Collarin, who's surrendered 3 runs in this frame. 1-1. Swinging a foul tip, and the ballers yet again down to their final strike. It's a 1-2 count on Calvin Harris. Mikey Kane, the batter on deck. The tying run is its second. Winning run is at home. It's Calvin Harris. Not the DJ. Former Ole Miss Rebel. Ball and two strikes. Collarin winds and fires. Fastball, lower portion for a called strike three. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And that is how the ball game ends. Calvin Harris, not a fan of the call. And I don't think there's many fans that are fans of the call. As that will wrap up tonight's ball game, as that's all she wrote. Your final score tonight, the Ballers with a huge push late, but come up just short of what would have been a massive comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Columbia takes the win 8-7 here on this Friday evening in Kannapolis. Boulders out hit Columbia 8-7. Five errors for Kannapolis, comes back to bite them. All night really is just the story of the game, as Kannapolis just comes up short when it counts in the bottom of the ninth. Well, that win, Columbia moves to 8-5. Kannapolis to below 500 now at 6-7. And they will look to even up this series over the next two games. Three wins for Columbia in a row after Kannapolis took game one of the series. So that'll just about do it for us up here tonight in the broadcast booth, as Tanner Jones gets the win, 1-1 of the season. Gabriel Rodriguez is handed the loss, as the Boulders fall tonight 8-7, despite out hitting Columbia 8-7. Postgame show tonight will be on the concourse, so if you're watching or listening in, we appreciate you tuning in. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first pitch. We'll try it again. Luis Reyes against Blake Walters for the Columbia Fireflies in Game 5 of this six-game series. I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight from Kannapolis is the Columbia Fireflies 8 and your Kannapolis Cannonballers 7. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Please drive home safe if you're on the road. And we will see you tomorrow night at the ballpark. Have a great one, everyone.